just breaking down the roster, just looking down, and not to single anybody out, but that's what we do here in the media business anyway. If you're going to say the cream of the crop of the guys that you recruited, and they're all good, which ones are you most proud of landing on this squad?
Well, the Australian Jordan Bishop is you know, the situation was I was heavy on him, and then he had Division I scholarship offers and was going to go that route, and for some reason the NCAA didn't clear him to be eligible, so he came back around, and so he's certainly a Division I prospect if he was getting the scholarship offers and everything at that level. So on paper, he is certainly a great addition. Extremely excited, you know, here, you know, when we finish up the international, the Dominic from Ireland is a quality kid, and the Canadian is too. They're going to both be able to contribute and everything, but it's just always an adjustment coming over here to America and bringing that same game they've had over there in their country here. And then, of course, here in Kansas, very fortunate to have landed the state champ in the 4A, Mac McNish, shot a 67 state championship and was able to bring him in. And he is very talented, and I think once we develop his course management and everything, he's going to be a great contribution. And we have several of the local kids who will be battling, and you know, we're returning Skyler Tebow. So there's a good mix there. Sean Hare from Colorado has probably got to be one of the top five golfers coming into junior college. So he'll be a great addition, and his game maturity is what gives him an advantage. I think he was a three-time state qualifier. So the credentials on all the golfers across the board show that they've